comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield. N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima. And there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often. Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.
We are back from vacation.
Everybody wants to know.
Where did you guys go?
Monaco.
I went to our local doctor and I have COVID. I'm good now. I'm good now. Don't rest assured. No more symptoms.
So let me assure but pretty you, it's definitely not a vacation for me this week.
We didn't go anywhere. What an ordeal. But pretty much, we record every Monday. And you basically, right after we were done, I was kind of like, I'm starting to not feel good. And then I felt bad until like yesterday.
Oh, really?
So that's what's happened to my life since I saw you.
So what's been going on? Update me for the podcast. Nothing. Just stayed home and not gone on vacation.
Quarantined him. I mean, me and Thomas didn't want to get it, so he just was in our bedroom.
Seriously, I mean, once you have a baby, you get it. Because otherwise, you're like, let's just risk it. I'm not going to sit here by myself. But you're like, I was like, I will stay. The worst thing that could ever happen to me is, as I'm getting better, you too get sick? Oh my gosh, dude. Thomas actually had COVID last year. And I remember there was one night Katie just had to hold him the whole night. I mean, So thank God. And COVID still makes no sense. My parents were in town because they were coming to town to watch.
For the vacation.
And we were like maybe going to call an audible, this or that. And it just wasn't coming together. And we were going to lose this money. And then I was kind of like, I'm starting to not feel good. And so we're like, you know what? Let's just go to our original Florida trip here in a few weeks.
Great.
My parents offered to come back, very kind.
Wow. Very nice.
Next day, I'm like, you know what? I'm actually like really not feeling good. I was like, fine, I'll go to the doctor. And they're like, you have COVID. I came home, sat in our room by myself for 3 days. Somehow no one else got it, thank God. And
what variant are we on these days?
That's a great question.
I actually looked it up because I was like, are things different? Like, I mean, yeah. I haven't heard of anyone having COVID in so long. It was called KP.3.
I got KP3?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Dang. What are those? So I could always smell and taste. Was there some weird?
No, I think it's just some people still lose, I think, their smell and taste, but.
My libido was way up. I don't know if that was just the loneliness.
It could have been the quarantine.
Mm-hmm. Katie's She's mortified. Embarrassed. She's embarrassed. She's mortified. I'm going to be honest.
We were nowhere near each other.
Yeah, okay. She didn't even, it's news to her. We're back. I'm healthy. First day in a while. And we've got a lot of good stuff in today's episode. We got to talk Joey Chestnut, AI influencers. We got a great, one of the best MLM posts. I can't wait to show you guys.
Fun.
So like, subscribe, enjoy. Let's roll music.
Correct opinion.
That is a funny idea to like, people are like, have you been losing your sense of smell? I'm like, dude, have you been losing your sense of libido? Because mine's through the roof.
Yes. Sure's up or down. It's been up. Dude, you had to test for that KP3, man.
Woo. Could be the KP3. I went to Mount Rushmore and I was asking, where's the bodies? Yeah. That's what, these are the symptoms.
Oh, man.
I was curious.
I know, because you guys, fine. Because I guess I got it on the road. I was with you on the road. You're fine.
Yeah, I didn't notice anything.
Yeah, Fauci said I would not be fine, but I'm fine.
You're fine.
Yeah. I know. I thought about that because you guys were in the car together all day.
Oh,
Sunday,
yeah, we were.
I mean, so. I was like, oh, I must go on the road. I'm like, I wonder if
strong.
And it would be very you or Alan to just meet up and be like, oh, yeah, dude, I felt terrible too. Like, oh, well, but it's good. I guess I definitely had a number of nights in a row. This is what gets me. I had too many nights in a row of just sleeping poorly, treat myself poorly. And I think it caught up. It's the classic. Almost every time we go on vacation, I get sick. Because it's like the vacation is usually planned in a space where it's like it's at the end of a lot's happening. We're doing this.
Yeah,
and they're like, okay, we're moving the studio, we're moving the house. I'm busy. I don't want to work next week, so I'm gonna We got 2 podcasts this week,
yep.
6 videos, and you get there, and then I'm sick.
And then he's sick, so.
Which, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to avoid that, but that's the beauty of being self-employed. You do whatever you want. But then you're kind of like, well, if I really don't, I'm not, I don't want to shoot a TikTok in Florida, so I have to front load. Yeah. But we were going to do some content, I'll have you know.
Oh, we were?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Gonna write it off.
Okay.
I wonder, you know, you hear about people going to these like uncontacted tribes and they get sick, but you went to like Fargo and Sioux Falls. Is there something like they have bacteria that
right,
you don't have?
That's a great point.
And they gave it to you.
That's such a foreign land that they yeah. they have KP3 running rampant up there, and I might have just spread it
you
to an actual populated place. I don't know.
Could be bad. Good thing you didn't go to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
We have a pandemic on our hands.
We're going, it's funny, we're going next week now. Mm-hmm. So now this week I've got to, we got to do podcasts, I got to do the thing. And
don't get sick this week.
Yes. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
I got the antibodies of the KP3. You guys don't. So I'm feeling good. It's and true. Yeah, we're back. I want to jump right into this because I've been following Caitlin Clark. It's fun.
Yeah.
We've talked about her many times. Everyone's talking about her. Watch Katie. I know you're not really following as much. You're busy. Busy, your mom.
I also beautiful just thing. Don't care. But
no, you're busy.
You do care.
Oh, okay. I care.
Don't be
yes.
sexist.
I'm not.
Derek, play this
don't.
Clip here. Katie, I want your real raw reaction to this. What do you think this is? Was this on accident or was this, does this foul deserve a little more?
Well, I believe to Angel Reese. Yep, across the head. And they
what do you think? Was that blatant? Was that a little over aggressive or was that, or is this foul that's on accident? What do you think, Katie? Honest reaction, go. On total accent or a little vicious? One, two, three.
I think she took an opportunity she saw.
Racist. Woo! Sound the alarm.
Got
we
her.
Got her.
First,
we got
she
another
says,
one.
I don't watch that stuff. Feminist. Mm-hmm. Second, Angel Reese is bad racist.
Well, looky here. Cuff her. Put her up. I don't know. I wasn't
it
reading
looked
her
like
mind.
She,
but.
It looked like, it kind of was like, okay, yeah, I should jump and get this ball, but I didn't get the ball. So while I'm up here, might as well come down pretty hard on her face.
Dang, dude. Sorry. What do I do?
I don't know. What do you do?
Do I stay with her?
Having a non-racist WNBA fan wife is tough to find, but I think it's worth it.
This is why the WNBA is becoming so successful, because the drama is unbelievable. Now, just a simple play right there. Everyone's like, well, are you sexist? Are you racist?
Every
whose
day,
side are you on?
The
it's
WNBA
awesome.
Is in the news.
Because that
very
stuff
exciting.
Happens in men's games all the time, right? But it's
but they're all
being...
black, yeah. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Or the white guys are... Yeah, no one's from Iowa. They're okay. Like, the white guys are from the...
Lithuania. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of people say, you know, people who want to get people really riled up. They're like, this is a blatant attack. We've been seeing it for years. They're the African-American lesbian culture in the WNBA doesn't want anyone who's not their type. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I actually
wow.
saw like a tweet like that this morning.
Oh,
so
wow.
I think they
you're
do
homophobic
that.
Too. Wow.
Trey,
triple threat, huh?
Really should stop saying these things.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't... That... Those two are they're the modern day Magic Bird. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, I never thought about it that way. You're mm-hmm. right though. Yeah, Larry
they all
Bird.
Know the race thing. He they're exciting the... players. They you know they clearly don't like each other. And
how
they're
many
great
times
rookies.
Do they having to play against each other? I feel like we just keep seeing.
That's a good point. Like, are there four teams in the WNBA? The fever, the menopause, the headache.
Yesterday, the hot flashes again. I turned on. So part of my Father's Day is like, okay, do whatever I want, which is fun.
WNBA.
And I'm just flipping through stuff, and it's the fever playing again. They've got her playing every night, it seems.
And what do they do about the Summer Olympics? The WNBA just take a month break, just like
do
that's
some
a good point. Yeah,
play on the Olympic team.
Yeah, yeah, we have a women's Olympic team.
They let the Americans play.
Or do you are you saying you'd rather not allow the women to?
Anti-American, she's unpatriotic
saying,
too.
Wow.
In some sports. Isn't okay, maybe I'm making this up. I thought in some sports you couldn't play on the professional team while you were like on the Olympic team. Like you had
that
to
might
choose.
Be true. And that's fair. There's certain sports that aren't in the Olympic Games. Baseball is or isn't. It's
it
not.
Used to be.
It used to be when I saw it. Sad.
Yeah, maybe they spent
but
like a month.
Anyway. I don't know. I guess when is the Olympics too? They
it
need to they need start
July.
Fire up the marketing a little more.
Yeah,
but I did start to get excited. I saw a pretty cool Katie Ledecky commercial.
She's back.
She's back. She could. She has potential to do a Phelps like run.
Yeah,
we finally. I feel like 4 years ago we didn't really have a guy or girl.
to root for.
To be like, we got this crazy goat status.
Like
Simone Biles.
I was going to say, we've always got gymnasts.
She's the goat of mental health.
But we need swimmers.
So we did have that. Yeah. But this year, Katie Ledecky, she could be the one.
Have we gotten any update from Anna Horse Girl? Because I feel like she was in Germany when we...
I'll text her.
I guess I'll say, did you text her or the horse?
Horse. I was like, how do you spell that?
Yeah, love to hit her up. We see get the update.
Get an update.
I gotta get that on my calendar.
I'm excited for the Olympics. I'll probably forget to watch them.
I am too.
You know, time zone's gonna be tough, but I'm excited nonetheless.
I'm very excited. We have the Trump Biden debates coming up, the Olympics, a lot of exciting off season sports this summer.
Fun.
I saw the Trump Biden debate. They have a few rules. I thought,
What are they?
One's gonna be they'll be seated, which I just think is great. I think it's funny that our candidates, they're like, we got to make sure they're sitting down.
That's not good. I mean, even FDR, who had actual polio, was able to stand during his stuff. Wow.
That's a great point. How do you know? I didn't. Wow. You little historian.
I did like a...
Well, after the Mayflower incident last week, she's been researching.
Clearly not a historian at all, but I did do a very long report on him in elementary school.
How'd they get him to stand there?
I think they... I don't know. In some cases, I think they like strapped him on or strapped him to the table or something. They had some sort of...
It's like an upright electric chair. If he said something wrong, they'd give him a little buzz.
I mean, I don't know about always, but I know they did that a few times because they didn't want to show
that
he had
polio. Did they hide it from people?
Yeah. I think so.
They didn't want like if people know that he is like sick or weak, people think America's weak.
Mm. I wish we still had that thought.
Well, they're hiding that. We're going to be either whoever wins, we're going to hide a few ailments on them.
I was going to say now it's like, hey, give Joe Biden a facelift. We don't want people to think he's old. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Now we don't know.
Dude, it's
tuck his earlobes in.
Yeah, things are ramping up. Olympics, election, I'm ready for it.
You see,
I'm
Logan excited. Paul had Trump on his podcast.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Hilarious. gotta get the youth. Gotta go get them. Podcasts. I love how some of these potential candidates, they start doing the podcast thing. Like, we're gonna, like Vivek or RFK.
He's like, I'll do
like,
all
the podcast. And they just kind of do all of them. You're like, you don't need to do that guy's podcast, probably.
But, you said yes to a few too many.
Yeah, that's cool. Maybe we need to get one on.
Oh,
you know Nikki Haley?
I do not.
I think she... I just didn't know how big... I don't know if she was in the like homophobic racist women's club. All right. That was too much.
Seriously
Katie.
Stop.
Guys, Katie's from Atlanta. She's far from racist.
If she was racist...
You're welcome.
Would she be from Atlanta?
Atlanta, it's like the gayest, blackest town. So, she's not at all. That's
thank
interesting
you
they,
for clarifying.
It's interesting Atlanta's got both.
Yes, it's a diverse city.
It really is. I love Atlanta. I'm not going to lie, man. My small town, Oklahoma, because I'm from a small, the fields around me, meadows. That's what I'm used to.
No, you're not.
I go to Atlanta, I was shell-shocked.
You grew up in a suburb, a very nice suburb. There were no meadows.
85,000 people.
Yeah.
I'm used to all this.
But yeah, speaking of Father's Day, I hope, Derek, you had a good Father's Day as well. All the dads listening. And Father's Day, I did, Katie, rightfully so, she's pregnant, she's nervous, like, I can't get COVID, man. Mm-hmm. And I really felt like I went above and beyond, really head out in the room. I was like, Father's Day, we're going to reunite. She's like, should we? She was reverting back to 2020 on me. She's like, I'm Googling, they say 10 days.
In 95.
I'm not going to sit in my room for 10 days. Well. Father's Day, we're hanging out. Deal with it. And she was like, okay. And think, you know, so far so good.
Yeah.
But mind you that for like 48 hours, I was sick with COVID and we were a very normal life.
Yeah,
and then I was like, oh, I guess I should quarantine now. So it's kind of like,
I would have gotten it.
I think we're good.
But
and
I was talking to my friends yesterday on Father's Day and they were saying, they're like, Father's Day is way better than my own birthday nowadays.
Yeah.
They were like,
true.
Like all day today, my wife has just been like, what do you want to do? What do you want to eat?
It was overwhelming. That's what she was doing.
And Father's Day is always on a Sunday. He's like I was talking to my friend Gunnar. He's like, my birthday, it's usually, I mean, I got to work. I'm spending most of the day like not with my family or whatever.
Yeah, wow. Father's Day now, it seems like the very last stand of the good old days. You know, every 364 days a year, it's feminism. It's, hey, you change the diapers. Why do I'll mow the lawn or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And it feels like Father's Day, the women all kind of, they revert back. They say, you know what?
They go back 100 years.
What do you want, honey? Mm-hmm. They wait on you hand and foot. And I just think, wow. And yeah. The forefathers, I disagree with them. But man, they had it made.
Yeah.
Imagine that every day.
Their wives are, you know, can I churn you some butter? That's both a chore and also a euphemism for an act I would do on you. I will do whatever you'd like. It's your day. It's your era.
It's like, stop talking to me. She's like, I want to cook for you. I want to, whatever you want. She brought me, I want a nice cup of coffee in the morning. She's like, I'll go get it. I was like, oh, I'll go with you. And then she's like, no, I'll drive. She's like, no, I'll put the boy in the car seat and I'll drive. And I was like, wow.
The good old days.
Thank you. I really appreciated it.
You're welcome.
We had a great day.
Did that last all day, or did you, after the coffee, like, I got a little tired?
Yeah. I mean, I was very tired. I did take a nap, but
she did need a nap. She was a solo mom, also like bringing me things in my quarantine. So she was tired.
Yeah.
And so we took a nap, and then I watched golf all afternoon. Really into golf these days. Watching golf is fun. I don't know if you watched.
I heard. My dad gave me an update.
Oh, it was actually very exciting. Down to the wire. And then she made a nice meal, and then we watched a movie. I spilled my Stanley water all over the living room. She said, I've got it.
You're just testing her. What will she do?
Yeah, wow. What all will she do?
Well, backed into her car. She fixed it.
Really cranky about it. And I was like, it was honestly, I just like didn't want to deal with you.
No,
it's not Father's Day related. Yeah.
No, it was Father's Day related. Yeah. Yeah, I was just testing her, just making it, just spilling things left and right.
Yeah, you just come back from going to the bathroom. I missed the toilet. I'll clean it.
Oh, no.
Like, wow, she'll do anything.
It was funny, though. I spilled coffee on me yesterday. I had a white tank top on, and I spilled coffee, like, all down the front. And we were outside. I hadn't changed my shirt yet. And Thomas just kept going, huh?
Change your shirt.
He's like, what is
it? Dude, women are so funny. We're out on the front porch, and, like, a neighbor will stop by. And she's like, this is why I didn't want to come out here, because look at my shirt. She's like, so I'm like, who?
I had like just woken up. I had stuff all over me. I don't really want to meet people this way.
This is why we don't come out on the front porch. I'm wearing two different colors of navy.
Yeah.
This is embarrassing.
This is why we go to the backyard.
It was Father's Day. So the man across the street was like, get her back inside until she's presentable. Happy Father's Day.
Have you tried spilling water and watching her clean it up? Mm-hmm. I do that later. It's pretty fun.
It's an old trick.
Did you wish other dads happy Father's Day?
I got
an awesome thing to do.
I got nervous.
Random dads? Like strangers?
A couple.
Yeah? Well, tell me your strategy.
I held the door open for a guy who was carrying a baby and said, happy Father's Day.
Oh, nice. Carrying a baby is nice.
Feeling. That is good. We were joking actually about how I texted a few of my buddies. I got nothing back much. Like on Mother's Day, the clip time. Very different fathers and mothers. On Mother's Day, she was in a group text of the mom group text, and someone's like, a novel, happy Mother's Day. I'm sure today is filled with a million emotions, ups, downs, and just there's probably a feeling of not being good enough or whatever. And I just want you to, I hope you treasure today. It's beautiful. And I'm like, yes, amen. Oh my goodness. And I was like, Father's Day, my buddies were just, something came up about like a sports thing, and someone just like insults another guy. And I was like, happy Father's Day, by the way. And like one guy liked it. And that was kind of the extent of anyone who said Father's Day to each other.
Sounds about right.
Women, beautiful. They just, it's whatever.
I saw like random men yesterday, but not with their kids. And I felt like I should acknowledge that it's Father's Day, but hey, maybe they're having problems. Maybe they did have a problem. I don't know. Should I rather be safe than sorry, or would I rather be polite than safe? I don't know. I chose safe.
It is interesting. I wasn't really on social media a bunch yesterday, but.
You were forbidden.
I did not see any posts. You know how Mother's Day, people were like, I'm boycotting Mother's Day because like some people like couldn't be a mother if they wanted to, or their mother's passed or this and that. So we shouldn't celebrate it.
Oh boy.
I didn't see any of that for Father's Day.
Thank you.
The good old days.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to have a kid and it's not working, you ain't trying hard enough. That's
Are you saying us men should be respected more? What about our sterile men out there? You're just throwing in their face?
I'm saying that I disagreed with that Mother's Day post. I think that we should still celebrate the moms and dads who are able to be moms and dads.
That's true. I agree. I mean, it's obviously, it's kind of like some people come to my shows and they'd be like, you joked about breastfeeding and some of us can't know the joys of that. I'm like, I don't, I didn't point to you and go, ha ha. I can tell those don't work. Like, I didn't. I just, generally speaking, I'm trying to be lighthearted, fun, all right? So it's like Happy Mother's Day, and some people are like, we can't do this anymore because some people can't be moms. And you're like, well,
But, like, isn't it a huge blessing that some people are able to reproduce our society?
No, I'd like to keep going down this path as a society. Arbor Day, some people don't have trees. Why would we celebrate that? New Year's?
So,
what if they're traveling?
What if they're Chinese?
And there's like a time zone issue.
Yeah, well,
that one's tough.
That was a tough example. Yeah. Flag Day?
Yes. God hates flags.
Yes. Dude, I learned this recently. I didn't even know this. The flag, some people hang the flag upside down.
What's that mean?
And that
you're in trouble or like.
I heard that's like how you like, I'm for January 6th.
People did it because you're supposed to signal your country's in trouble, or like if you're in a fort and you're in military, you hang your flag upside down if you need help.
So it's a cool thing. So you're saying we need
our country needs help.
They're saying,
oh, I see, I see.
It's a way to let people know I'm armed.
Set me straight. Right then, I saw Jimmy Kimmel going on about how he mentioned that. This is a 6-second clip I saw once. And he said, someone, that means they're for January 6th. And Derek just kind of corrected that. So I'm turning, I'm going to hang my flag upside down.
Something wrong?
Who would have thought?
Oh, man.
I can't wait to be misinformed on so many things here in the next few months.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is going to be fun.
It's AI. The most fun. Oh, AI. Who even knows?
Yeah, the first election with like really good AI and like deep fakes and everything. It's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to know a darn thing. What else was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Another time I was nervous. So I went out and tried to play golf yesterday on Father's Day. I went out and played 9 holes. Got paired up with a father-looking person and a child-looking person. So it was pretty safe to assume this was father-son. But before they started playing, they each told each other good luck. It was very formal. And I was like, I'm getting stepdad vibes. He's like, all right, I'll bet you a soda, like I beat you today. And then he was like, and when you're out there, good luck. He's like, good luck to you. And he was like a 9-year-old. It's like a scene of like they're reading from a script or something. I was like, I don't know.
Did you say anything?
I didn't know if stepdads get Father's Day or not. They get it more than I do, but.
That's a good point.
They do if they're helping a child. Yeah, if they're actually doing the fathering part.
That's fair. Another thing I was going to do. So, we're Golf Channel Mood Swings. We're sponsored by Vice Golf Balls. And I went down to putt one time and me and this kid's golf balls were next to each other. And we were both playing like the same exact type of like Vice golf ball, which is kind of rare. And I was like, well, that's kind of fun. I was like, you know what? After the round, I'm going to give him like a free box of golf balls. That'd be fun. It's for Father's Day. You know, he's 9. Yeah. He deserves it. And then the kid was kind of a brat, so I didn't give him anything.
I'll have you know, you were going to get a free bag of balls, but I didn't like your attitude.
Kiss him goodbye.
Kiss him goodbye. Let it be a lesson to you. And he'd be like, Happy Father's Day, weirdo. You're not my dad.
I don't celebrate because not everyone can, but thanks for saying it anyway.
That's when you know you're getting up in age a little bit.
I'm getting a little older.
You'll see a kid, you're like, this kid needs to act his age. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, he like started crying at one point. He had a really bad attitude. He threw his club. He just keep like smacking it into the ground. Felt bad for whoever the stepdad was. So,
like he was playing, he'd like play bad and have a little fit.
And I think he was good enough to not. It wasn't just like a 9-year-old who's trying his best at golf. Like one of the first putts of the day, he was just like, you're good, but I'm gonna make you putt that out. You're gonna be doing that on Wednesday. Because like he plays in like golf tournaments and stuff. So yeah, I want him to have a better attitude. You know what?
Right.
No golf balls for him.
Vice balls for you. You have to be a man of principle if you want to play with Vice golf balls. That's why they're our sponsor.
We should clip this and send that to him.
We should. We withhold it from children.
I like to dangle it in front of them. Mm-hmm. And like good behavior and you can have it.
Yep. That's the spin there. Vice Pro Plus. Make your kids behave.
Speaking of shapes of balls and stuff, Katie, people want to know about your uterus. There's been some comments. They want to know shapes of the next baby.
Mm-hmm.
What size are we talking? What are the apps telling us?
I was texting him in quarantine. I was like,
she won't tell me.
They're dying to know.
Bring it up.
I know, Jake, specifically, you're dying to know. let's see. I am almost, I'm 25 weeks. So, what do we want here? Do we want the snacks, the sports, the 80s nostalgia, the movie props.
Give me movie props.
Disney baby milestones.
Yep. Give us movie props and let's dive down the Disney.
Movie props is such a dumb category.
Okay, yeah, it's pretty dumb. It says,
my guess, 25 weeks. I'm going to go with movie props. I'm going to go with the
fake dollar bill.
I'm trying to think of a specific movie.
You will literally,
I'm thinking of this Cinderella slipper she left behind.
Oh, okay. Who is the girl in Monsters, Inc.?
The little girl?
Yeah.
Boo?
Boo.
Boo.
I'm going to go Boo's head.
Oh. Okay. you guys are both incorrect.
Okay, darn.
She is as big as the shaving cream can from Jurassic Park.
Dang it, you were close.
I haven't seen those. What does shaving cream mean? What's that roll?
What part of the dinosaur does that come out of?
Yeah.
It's a can of just Barbasol.
They line up a raptor?
It's specifically just a can of Barbasol. So I think just a can of Barbasol shaving cream.
Movie props is just like saying items. It could be used in a movie, it could be used in anything.
Have you seen Jurassic Park, Derek?
Is that the newest one that they're talking about, or is this the old school?
This is the Barbasol. Is that how they? All right, let's go Disney. There's nothing I love more than little Disney
milestones.
You certainly will not guess this one.
What is it? It's saying it's the size of some Disney thing.
Yeah.
Living or not?
Any object.
Okay. What was Walt Disney known for? All right, not just say it.
The goggles from Finding Nemo.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
I like that. Now there's a comparison.
I could see that. Finding Nemo's Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little confused by that too.
Good for them.
Pixar.
I also, for sports, a baseball glove.
Whoa. Dang. That would.
A full size baseball glove.
A bat in there?
Yeah, that would hurt.
Unsure. But the fruit, which I didn't realize this was a fruit, but.
Oh, I bet it's a.
Baseball glove.
Bundle of grapes.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I said I didn't know this was fruit, so
potato
grapes.
Oh, I didn't know this was fruit.
An eggplant.
Barbasol.
Eggplant.
Oh. That's what got fruit? You into this mess?
I'm a girl.
So there are the updates. Some interesting ones.
Katie, can you rank for us of the first three things you gave us? Barbasol can, Finding Nemo goggles, baseball glove. From most fun to least amount of fun to birth out of you. Where do you rank those?
We just want to support.
I would say the most fun or easiest, I guess, would be the Barbasol.
You got to go Barbasol.
Barbasol can.
I had Barbasol number one on my list. Yes. All right. Now what'd you have for two?
Probably the goggles.
Wow. You go glove last.
Glove feels pretty wide.
Yeah, I guess it depends. Depends how they.
Outfielders or infielders,
they're sunny side up or
yeah, catcher's mitt. Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know how those seem pretty big. So
fun game.
Hopefully, she looks like Barbasol.
Okay, hopefully, hopefully. Okay, someone sent this to me. This is a quick. This one's fun. The MLM post. Erecti sent this in. Hit us up with anything at the email correct at trakeny.com.
Anything.
Nicole said, guys, I think I found I found the most unhinged MLM post of all time.
Can't
she
wait.
She said, sign out. Congrats, Train Kate, on the pregnancy. I have a two-year-old son and my four-month-old daughter. She has a two-year-old son and a four-month-old daughter. And the bond they share is so incredible to witness. You guys have so many blessings ahead of you. Thank you, Nicole. She sent this in. I'm very excited for you guys to see it. Look at this. Instagram post. Zoom that in for me. This is Mary Kay by Mary Brown. Do you guys know it's illegal to take controlled substances across the Canadian border without a prescription? 68 years and still learning. Thank God my Mary Kay cream lipstick and apple berry helped me look good through it all. It's a mugshot.
That's not where I thought that was going to go.
She got arrested for taking some kind of drugs into Canada, and she found it as a reason to say, hey, look how good my lipstick looks in the mugshot. Which, hey, I'll get under your umbrella.
Someone said, Mary, does the consultation brilliant. Need to be within visiting hours?
Dang, dude. How amazing is that?
That is amazing. Thank you to whoever found that. Holy cow.
Justin Bieber really made smiling in the mugshot cool. That's kind of a huge flex.
Yeah, he looked good. And he didn't plug an album or anything. Missed opportunity.
It was missed.
That's actually a great idea. Like if you're like a clean stand-up guy, never had any controversy, almost like a Scottie Scheffler, and you do it so that you can like plug whatever you need to plug.
That's actually brilliant.
You.
Do you think?
You should do this. Next tour.
No, dead serious. What if it's yeah, some kind of fun. The
Nothing bad.
Nothing bad.
Like I would DUI.
Yeah. I would. Yeah, nothing bad. Just maybe, I don't know. I think if you could call in something and kind of fake that I was bad to you.
You should stop. Yeah.
And then she could, because then we'd be able to set that up easily. And then she'd be like, never mind. And
I don't think that would just go away. So
it wouldn't?
No.
Is there like a, yeah. It's like you have like a cushion where you can say, never mind.
You do it during Father's Day.
Yeah. You have to look at the law 100 years ago.
Not, of course, nothing violent. That's not what I'm saying. But just like neighbors hear the shouting. Like, I think it's getting kind of scary over there. We better.
That would follow
and
you
then I'm and then I'm difficult with the police.
Yeah. You're
and
like.
And then they take me away.
I watch
or
suits.
Maybe I could just.
That would definitely.
Maybe like a baby's. Like we go out to eat and there's a baby in a Chili's like crying. And I just like, shut that baby.
It's like
up.
Verbal assault
I'm
to the baby.
Yeah. Just screaming at the baby. Like, sir, you got to calm down. Or I'm like, kiss my baby back ribs.
Yeah. And you know what you could do, and this wouldn't be that hard for either of you to do already with how you feel, is animal abuse. I think that's what some people, certain people feel really strongly, but for the most part, people are willing to look past that. Michael Vick's on TV again. You do some animal abuse. Go to jail real quick.
Light.
Yeah.
I wonder if would you ever be like, hey, police, can we kind of, I've always thought it'd be fun no one would have the guts to do this. Definitely not me, but especially the height of the cancel culture thing. If you did something to like purposely go viral and get canceled.
Okay.
But it would have to be a strategic thing that wasn't so crazy that the payoff is that you do it, and then you show this big piece of content after of like how with timestamps, like I'm going to get canceled on purpose and watch how I do it.
It'd be
and how it's going to. And if you did that well, you could get a lot of eyes on you.
That would be very cool. Like you made an Instagram story that got you canceled, but what people didn't pay attention to is like, if you play it in reverse, it says, I knew this all along. Or if you look at the first letters of each of my words, it said doing on purpose.
Just kidding.
I do think we should play around with our livelihood. I do think we should do that.
I said I didn't do that. Yeah. I said I wouldn't. But it's always there in the back pocket.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You guys know.
Just in case. Horse girl texted back.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh!
Hey! She said it's tight. Tight.
Hey.
There were a lot of whys. So, yeah, probably. She said it's tight, 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 which I think she's quoting Tuco from Breaking Bad. You know that scene? tight. Last, that's a pretty specific reference, but last comp had one amazing day and one tough day. Last qualifier is this Friday, Saturday. Everything is down to the wire. If I had to guess, I'm kind of standing in fifth after the last show, but I can climb my way back up if I knock it out of the park this week and climb into the top three, Lord willing. So.
Wow.
Dang.
They're choosing like 3 out of 6 or something?
3 out of 7?
7, that's what it was.
Maybe something like that?
Stressful.
Either way, got to be in the top three.
Mm. All right, Anna, let's go.
Or as they say in Germany.
Dos vidania.
That's right. You got it.
What does that mean?
Let's go.
It means goodbye.
In German? You know German?
I swear. Isn't that what that means?
You're pulling out these weird random knowledge today.
She got the Mayflower FDR. Wrong and she was like, I'm going to learn everything so that this never happens again.
World War II knowledge.
She's like, the variant is KP3, FDR had polio. And I know
and
German.
Of course, those.
Why don't we even mention German? Is she a German?
She's in Germany.
Yeah. I just was trying to figure out a way to work it in because Katie told me she'd
practicing.
No, that's
not. I don't know what I just said, but.
Oh, boy. You think it.
It sounds not, like two.
Oh.
Dos Vidania.
It came right up. It's.
Type 2 diabetes.
It's a barrel aged imperial stout beer. Was that what?
I don't know. It sounds something like my dad used to.
From Russian.
No, that's not what I was trying to say.
It means goodbye. In Russian.
I know Russian.
Atlanta is a diverse city. Atlanta is very diverse.
Why do you know goodbye in Russian? Who do you work for?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Honestly, my dad used to like say goodbye in a bunch of different languages for fun, and I just remembered that one, and I didn't know what language it was, clearly.
Your dad's a hitman.
I thought it was German.
That's so random. What a time for that to come up. I say, Katie, tell them how to say let's go in German, and you say goodbye in Russian, because your dad said it to you 20 years ago. That's pretty fun.
Super weird. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
I had some social media that I was curious y'all's opinion on this.
Oh, happy to help.
So, you
it's
guys
exciting.
Have seen,
I haven't like talked to you in days.
Yeah, you guys have seen the post. It's a lot of times moms do it, but it's kind of like, here's my life from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Oh, day in the life videos.
Yeah, and it's kind of like time stamped of like, you know, then we do this, then we do that, and.
Is this common mom stuff? Because only two, it's not a day in life, it's just 2 hours. Is this just what moms?
Yeah, it's kind
post?
Of like, here's
okay.
my morning.
Okay.
Like, here's my morning, or here's my bedtime routine, or whatever, with the kids. And I'm really on the border of, is this helpful knowledge? Like, oh, look, that they're doing it that way. That's kind of good to see. Or is it like really conceited? Like,
look how much
look how much I figured this out. You guys could never do it this.
Oh.
And I can't decide how I feel about it.
Here, let's watch one. Derek, day in my life, mom. You find a million of them. Play the first one. I kind of get what you mean. Because the day in the life
when
videos,
we were kids,
they either are, come off as annoying, like, okay, wow, Miss Perfect over here. Or
right.
or the opposite, where they're like, how do you pay your bills? What do you... You just have fun all day?
You just travel and have coffee 4 times?
Yeah.
So
what would your day in life be like?
It's pretty sporadic.
Give us today real quick.
Thomas woke up
Realistic.
Yeah, Thomas woke up at like 7:25.
You gotta do it in the style though.
Oh, okay. But so timestamp, 7:25. Baby wakes up, time for me to get up too, because I don't wake up before he does. Why would I do that?
Okay.
And
next timestamp
is 7:45. Fixing baby breakfast and myself. Next timestamp is 8:15. Breakfast and dishes still on the table. Will not be cleaned till 1 p.m. later today.
Oh. Okay.
And
this is good. I like this.
We are starting some laundry. That laundry will not be switched over until probably 4 p.m. today because I haven't done it yet.
Great. Okay.
We then got Thomas ready. It's 8:45-ish. And in my head, I'm thinking we should go for a walk sometime before his first nap. Be good for both of us. So 8:45-ish, getting Thomas dressed, change his diaper, all that. Then go into my room, get myself dressed. That takes a while. Thomas then pulls everything out of my cabinet.
His content's boring. Yeah. I see why they
spunk it up.
Yeah, because that's a normal. I feel like that's a pretty normal. Like,
Mitch McConnell.
Mom morning. And.
Okay, play one here.
Spend the day with me as an American mom in Paris. Feels so good to be back in Paris for a few days and redo all of our favorite things. I stopped by Tapisserie, the Septime pastry shop, for one of my favorite to-go coffees. My daughter got the Madeleine, and then we went to the park. We came home, did some arts and crafts, and then I snuck away to the metro to go over to try out the headquarters of Biologique Recherche. I've been very interested in these products for a while, so I wanted to get the facial to see what they recommended. Whoa. I enjoyed every moment of this, and I even treated myself to some of the products. Then it was back to the metro, and it felt illegal to have this glowing skin in the hot metro air. Picked up my daughter, who was at lunch with my husband, and I had a little PR meeting for Prop Baby, and then we were out the door again because me and my daughter were going over our bestie's house. We stopped and got some flowers.
Oh, turn it off! Turn it off!
Red and the fresh.
Turn it off! Flowers and no, it's nothing's more annoying to me than white people. They try to. Just say it the way you say it. Don't be like, yeah, we're in Paris, went down the street to get the liqueur de théâtre. To get some croissant. So you don't talk like that.
Barcelona.
Yeah, is there anything worse? You go to a restaurant, you're like, I'll have the carne asada. You're like, Michael, just say it. Say it the way you say it. I that annoyed me first and foremost. But yeah, What is that day? The best. We got facials, flowers, we're drawing.
She's not doing any housework.
It's not real, man. That, you know what would be real day in Paris? If you bring your kid along? Because we've taken him around the world. Like, I'm going to wake up. We're going to go grab a coffee. But as we get out the door, our son, for some reason, he eats the same thing every morning, but this morning he refuses to eat it. We have nothing else. And then me and my husband argued a little bit and we fought. And we're like, oh my gosh, I need my coffee now so we don't keep yelling. So then we finally get out an hour later than we want to. We get the coffee and it's not exactly what we wanted.
Yeah, I ordered it wrong. It's a language barrier.
It's a language barrier. And then we went home. My wife, I said, hey, you watch him. I'm going to go to facial. My husband said, the heck you are. What do you mean? And then the rest of the day, well, we just fought for our lives and got him down. And then we watched Netflix on an IKEA couch in an Airbnb.
I checked that. You guys would love the Netflix fresh new shows.
Our lives are not that bad, but it does feel like, I mean, they're obviously highlighting these like really amazing days they're having, which
I've noticed
great,
that too. You see an entrepreneur, you're like, a day in my life, and the day is jam packed with the coolest stuff you've ever seen.
You're like, that's not, maybe just say like, don't make it seem as if this is happening every single day of your life.
Yeah. You know what I've thought about this recently, because the past 2 weeks have been insane just for me. I'm trying to start this, you know, acai business and trying to balance everything else. And I've realized what it's like to be busy 12, 14 hours straight. And like when you're that busy, you don't have time to think about content. You don't ooh, I should film myself. Like if you're actually busy, you don't have time to tell people you're busy because you're just working and you're stressed. Like anyone who's trying to show you they're busy, they are not busy. That's what I learned the last 2 weeks.
It's fair.
Let's do one more. You got someone?
Oh, I hope they talk in an accent again.
Like timestamps. Is there one?
Yeah, let's do one.
Timestamps and kind of a accent and one that we can make fun of. Find that pretty
got
easily.
One child up, dressed and ready before I even get out of bed and have my coffee. The other is a little slower to start.
This be timestamp.
I always use Frankie to get her out of bed.
No,
it was super cold up today, so even Frankie got a sweater. Mazzy and I walk by the squash bean on the way to school. I actually like it. It gives me something interesting to see in our commute, and there are no tourists there at 8 a.m. Took the subway, and then after drop-off, I went to my favorite tea shop in the West Village called Bakita. I have a half hour to relax before my workout. I go to Zen Girl Fitness, which is run by a mom I know from Mazzy's school. On my walk home, there are a bunch of movie trailers in my neighborhood. It's always either Law and Order or Secession. One time I saw Shiv looking all regular person in a hoodie and sneakers, and it was so exciting. I got home, made a smoothie, and got some work done. That's my creative assistant, Leah. She's been working for me since June. Frankie liked her immediately. The second half of my rug arrived, which I am so happy about. It's a custom rug made by my friend Lucy Tupu. We had one of our rugs in the hallway of our old apartment, which was much smaller, and then I looked everywhere for a longer rug for our new apartment and couldn't find anything as nice. So finally, she said,
I would never think to update people on this part of my life.
Custom rug.
It wasn't my first rug.
Our package, and we were both very happy to discover
it. All right, all right.
That is, I can't believe she went and got coffee before a workout. Who in their right mind does that?
There's so many people that they got up, showered, went to work out, showered. Some people, if you have time for two showers in a day, you're not busy.
Some people really like showers. They're taking like three a day. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like
you have an opportunity to start some realistic content.
Oh, you think so?
I think so.
Hmm. I feel as if don't have time for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's that, I guess. Yeah. Joey Chestnut was banned. You talk about great summer. I'm fired up for summer. What a disgrace, a tragedy that we don't get Joey Chestnut in the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest. Joey Chestnut.
Why not?
He signed a brand deal with the Vegan Impossible Foods hot dog. And of course, Nathan's Hot Dog is like, he's like, can I eat different hot dogs at Nathan's Hot Dog? They're like, no. And so he can't do it. I guess he must have got the bag from the vegans.
I was going to say, he must have gotten paid real good.
And he probably knew this would become a story. But I think the media is painting it like, can you believe they banned him? This ain't right. This is anti-American. Like, he knew what he was doing. Like, he knew.
Yeah.
He was the one who banned himself.
Yeah.
He signed the bag contract.
And you know, whenever you hear people kind of hate on maybe vegetarians or something, because they're like, okay, what? Good job. You're not going to eat a burger every now and then. You're going to save maybe half a cow over your lifetime. Millions of pigs will run free. Because this man, got hooked. I mean, that's the, so no wonder they paid him, because they probably really care. And they're like, dude, if we can land Joey, dude, we're gonna save the species.
That's a good point. You know, Chick-fil-A's whole marketing campaign is cows advocating to, like, mm-hmm. keep eating chicken. They More should do chicken. Something like that with Joey Chestnut. Like, yeah. don't eat us. Just keep eating the pigs.
They're happy. They're friends.
That is, I would love the same to intelligence know. Level. How many hot dogs do you think he's eating in training?
Like in a sitting a to
that's
practice.
That's a great point.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he is training. He's 40, putting 50? Home dozens of hogs. This is funny. A little detail at the bottom. An adult and entertainment site offered Chestnut up to $1 million to headline the platform's very first annual Wiener Wallop online hot dog eating contest.
Oh, yeah. Wiener Wallop.
I don't know. That sounds like a weird, freaky mix thing.
Adult
but
entertainment.
In this new day and age with the attention. Was this made up? I saw something like he was going to do a Netflix thing. Did I get Rickrolled?
I don't know.
Or was it real? Joey? Okay. No. Joey Chestnut, Kobayashi, Netflix, and trying to get doing more of these live sporting events. They're going to do Chestnut versus Kobayashi, who was the original GOAT that Chestnut surpassed. They're going to do a rematch Netflix live.
That's pretty fun. Netflix is kind of killing it with the live events.
Fired up for that. Very excited.
So, okay, but I feel like they need to eat the same hot dogs. I feel like that would be like unfair. There's got to be a texture difference. There's got to be.
That's true.
I need to eat them to eat the same ones.
Yeah.
I wonder how they do that.
Yeah.
I bet Kobayashi says, I'll just eat some vegan dogs.
I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah. I'll just practice with them.
You ever tried to see how many dogs you could eat? I remember. Isn't it weird? Dudes
just
took
pause
such...
for a second. There's a spider that's kind of crawling down the desk right here, just right on the edge.
You need to pause.
Just, we're still going.
Just,
you're fine.
Can you kill it really quick?
No, because guess
it's not
what?
Father's
it's not
Day.
Father's Day.
Yeah.
Well,
and you're big on,
you're
you know,
closer to it.
I change a bunch of diapers. I'm a feminist, so let's
it
see
is
it,
like
big
a,
girl.
It's a small one.
Show it who the man of the house is.
You're Angel Reese. It's Caitlin Clark. Smack it.
I don't really care. I will.
Whatever comes natural.
Okay, well, yeah, you're going to kill it because we're an equal partnership. Okay. Well, you can lift up the table because I believe how strong you are. Thank you so much.
Oh! I'm unsure if it's dead, but it's not dead. It's crawling out towards you.
Tried to tickle it.
Okay, well, I'll bring you over here. Do guys take such weird pride in, like, I can eat so much?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever did that. We had a they never did this again. Chick-fil-A, my freshman year of college, the local one, did a, have I told the story? $15 all you can eat nuggets.
All that, you can eat?
Yes. Is that the most unbelievable thing you've ever heard?
Should have charged $50.
At that age, you're
how
like.
How much is a 10-piece nugget from Chick-fil-A?
Well, back then it was.
8-piece. I don't know how many.
Just in, like a 12-piece nugget was. You said 10-piece?
I don't know how many nuggets are in it. So annoying.
McDonald's girl.
12-piece.
Girl internship.
In 2011 was probably like $6.
Okay.
So paying $15 was a lot, you know, because you're in college, you're like, whoa. But you're like, can you believe, I just got to go for it. So of course every dude I know went, and it was just a competition. And I remember me and my buddy, we did a gentleman's agreement. We're going to tie because we're both so much out of me, 64 apiece, like the tray. Oh, it was so gross.
How bad did you feel?
But they never did that again. They probably lost so much money. I remember there was some dude in our fraternity. He had like 75. There was everyone.
Ew.
Yeah.
It's funny because they're Chick-fil-A. They don't need to like, hey, we'll take a loss on this, but people will learn about us afterward. Like people already know it tastes good.
They were expecting a bunch of college guys to come in and do that.
It was awesome. Okay, let's get to, what do we got? You had a conspiracy for us. We love a conspiracy.
I saw this. So our friend TJ from Walk in Love, I'm sure some of you guys listen to their podcast as well, but he posted something on Instagram a few days ago. And it was like, all right, I have this like, Brooke and I have this conspiracy theory that Spotify like pushes certain like people to you. I forget who his example was, but he was just basically like, no matter where I go, no matter what I listen to, I can't escape this artist. When he said that, I was like, oh, that's kind of fun. I started thinking about it. I was like, you know, I have someone like that. Do you guys know the artist Nick D? I think he was a former TikToker.
Yeah, I've seen him on TikTok.
Okay.
He won't get off my TikTok.
I cannot physically escape him. It just anywhere, any song I play, the next one's
probably.
No, hey,
I like a couple of songs, but I get a lot of them.
It just Spotify wants me to love him to death, which is fine. And I kind of forgot about it. And then yesterday I saw this whole Twitter thread where people are really up in arms that they really believe in this as like a legit conspiracy theory, because they were talking about Sabrina Carpenter. And they were like, can anyone just, anyone reply if you've ever listened to Sabrina Carpenter's song, please, please, please. They're like, no matter what song I click on, she's in there. And then they were like, there's these screen recordings. It's like, I type in Frank Sinatra, and then I click on a playlist called This Is Frank Sinatra. And then Sabrina Carpenter is the second song on there.
Oh,
and
wow.
All these people were like sharing screen recordings. Like, look, I play this, the next song is Sabrina Carpenter. And everyone's just like, does anyone actually listen to her? Or are they just telling us to listen to her?
There's, that'd be, I have a couple buddies in the music world, and the little Leif told me is like, there's no doubt that the powers that be in that world just kind of, they get just click buttons and they're like, this is the person.
Right.
And it's like, and you'll even hear artists that they're like, yeah, man, it's just him and his buddy made this music and they just kind of blew up on their own. It's like, cool. I'll be like, I guarantee you very quietly, discreetly, they had huge big industry behind them.
Wow.
And it's all discreet and it's meant to, which makes sense, right? They don't want you to just proudly say like, we picked this person, we put all our money and they're big now. They want the public to believe like, oh, this person's just talented and
just popping.
Here's their music now. But it's like, oh, well, they put it on the radio. They of course know all the execs of Spotify. Sabrina Carpenter very much feels like, I like the Please Please song. I like it.
Yeah, he does.
But it's like she out of, it feels like
she,
in the last 30 days, you're like, who's this? I guess she's
Dua Lipa now.
Yeah.
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 Tate McRae, there's a few of them like that all of a sudden. Mm. Noah Kahan, like he's had a crazy 9 months too. Who is the person on Spotify that Spotify is like pushing you? Do you guys have a person?
You know, I don't even listen to a ton of music, to be honest, but
so busy.
I'm just a dad and I'm
George
Strait. I'm a podcast guy.
Did you say George Strait? He's an industry plant. They're pushing the Strait agenda.
I mean, Sabrina Carpenter is very much the one, as I've hit on playlists, like she's on everyone.
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
So yeah, maybe there's some shady stuff going on. Maybe a little side door. Back door?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
No, this for sure. I remember very randomly enough, I had dinner with Chance the Rapper's manager.
Okay.
7 years ago, back when I was trying to be a music boy a little bit. And he'd be like, oh yeah, I can. If as long as the song's like, you know, not some horrible song, like I could call a guy and get it on a playlist, you know.
Yeah.
That exists.
Wow.
So yeah.
No matter what I do, whenever I'm on Spotify, it always shows your songs.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Yeah,
it's pushing your songs on mine.
Yeah. That's true love. Thank you. You listen? You skip? You repeat?
Huh?
Okay, real quick. It's Derek, he brought this clip up. Oh, I want to listen to this, Derek, because this is our boy Gary Vee. Who doesn't love Gary Vee? You know Gary Vee, Katie?
Who doesn't know Gary Vee?
Don't look him up. He's just the hype man of the millennials.
Not be able to compete with AI humans. Then be cheap. I'd rather pay an influencer that looks just like you and has just as many followers as you for $5 a post. There's real pressure coming. It's called virtual influencers. Correct. The brands have all sorts of feelings towards influencers. They pay a lot of money, then they don't post it the way they want or do the thing they want or do another brand deal with their competitor the day after the 6 month exclusive. So you know what they're gonna do about it? They're gonna create their own influencers. And the people that own the AI influencers are not gonna cry for the influencers. I think that industry is gonna get massively affected in the next 10 years. Humans.
No! Oh no. AI influencers?
What do we do? How do we fight it?
I don't know. You think people like AI us more than us?
I hope not.
Or a random AI person?
I can't wait to see their day in life. I mean.
Yeah. Day in life.
Zeros and ones. Mainly.
I didn't sleep. That doesn't scare me at all, actually. I don't believe that. At all. And I guess if I'm wrong, then I'll find a new
job. He has a lot of hot takes, right?
Yeah, His NFT debacle really threw him down a few pegs.
Yeah, he cast a wide net and he's right about a few things, you know, Venmo and Instagram. But
there's just no way we're that depraved of humans that we're going to start being like, oh, that human being's coming to town for a concert? Gross. I'm going to listen to a robot.
Show me the robot who's controlled by Louis Vuitton. That's what I want.
Ooh,
that's fun.
Right.
And I also like that his take is that companies are annoyed with influencers because it's like, well, you don't have to do that. It's
they're not that annoyed. I like to think I'm not annoyed. There's, I feel like the entire reason any celebrities or anyone gets paid to promote a product is the 100% of the reason is just because celebrity has fans. Fans like this person. They trust what they do is cool. And then they're like, hey, Pepsi told me to tell you Pepsi's cool. And they're like, oh, I believe Pepsi's cool. Like,
yeah.
That's the whole thing. If like robot says Pepsi's cool, you're like, well.
I have no trust with him.
Exactly. Like maybe there is a point where an AI influencer surpasses, like they're able to just like put out a podcast in a split second and it's more entertaining. Yeah. Okay. But then if they're like, now mid-roll ads, buy this. You're like, well, how do you like. I don't think there'd be any party to be like, well, this is my favorite robot.
Yeah,
like this is my favorite robot drinking liquid death. Yeah, my favorite robot drinking liquid death. So I gotta drink it. I didn't even know he could drink it all. That's cool.
I feel like brands are gonna get clowned. Like if you're the first brand to use an AI influencer, it'd be like, well, that looks so dorky. Yeah. I'm definitely not gonna use that company's shoes like, now.
Think about
it. Isn't Jake from State Farm kind of the middle ground though? Because like he's obviously pushing one thing that's very specific,
right?
But people still kind of trust him.
True.
He's replaceable because Jake from State Farm used to be a different guy.
Yeah, that's true.
The slim and the black guy.
Yeah,
cool one too.
And that guy's kind of everywhere. Have you seen that clip of like
Clark?
Yes, Travis Scott showing up to Caitlin Clark's final game, and Travis Scott daps up Jake from State Farm sitting courtside. It's the most confusing video.
Well, again, you do want to talk about like the rich people controlling stuff. I mean. They're smart. They're like, we're going to make this guy
actually.
We have a publicist. Yeah. We're going to put him in cool spots. And I mean, it's smart because then you're like, that's Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, that does work, actually. Progressive.
Also, the brand, you promote brands that like humans, the whole point of brands and how they make money is because humans
use them.
Yeah.
Deem them. They decide I need that in my life.
Like, I need a belt to hold my pants up.
Yeah,
good luck with the AI influencer being like, I love this belt. It's pure leather. Like, who cares? You're a robot. It
doesn't make any sense to me, but man, maybe. If that's true, then our human race has bigger problems, I feel like.
Yeah, it seems like there are bigger threats to the influencer industry than AI-created people.
Yeah.
Maybe Facebook algorithm or something.
All right, let's... How long is this going to last?
Do you want me to actually say?
Yeah, how long we've been going.
58 minutes.
Let's get to a couple fan videos. Email us, correct@treykinney.com. Who do we got today, Derek? Fan videos.
Hey, Correct Opinions crew. My name is Calvin. I'm from Fargo, North Dakota. So it was great to see you guys last weekend. Long-time listener. Awesome to see you guys in show in person. It was great. Wanted to tell you, your podcast is literally my therapy. We just moved into a house a month ago. So running some finishing errands, ran to Menards, got a 12-foot long shelf that we're going to install in some closets. And drive a truck, 6-foot bed. So half of it's hanging out the back. And as Fargo goes, it is very windy today. And it is just flopping. So raise stress. I just want to get home, get a text. Hey, can you stop at the store and pick up some more things? Yes, of course. I can do that. So do that. Go to pay at the grocery store. Don't have my Menards card in the wallet. Not that I needed it, but I know I left it at Menards. So I'm not going to drive back to Menards because the shelf is flopping in the wind. I just need to drop this off. I literally live like a mile and a half from Menards. So I continue. I just go home, drop it off. Say, I gotta go back. On my way back, turned on the podcast, and I'm good. It's therapy. You guys make me feel better. It's just comic relief, and I feel like I'm hanging out with you guys. So I appreciate everything you do. I look forward to every Wednesday. Look forward to the future of the podcast. So from Fargo, it's great to see you. Keep doing what you're doing. Bye.
Appreciate it, Calvin. Before any of the listeners or anyone here starts to judge and think that story was boring and lame, that's the most exciting thing that's happened to Fargo in 2024. So thank you, Calvin, for sharing that.
No, 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 no. I'm being... Most of the people there have KP3.
Yes.
They can't go out. They can't do anything.
Oh, my goodness. So I appreciate... No, I'm being supportive. I'm encouraging.
I thought that was really nice what you said.
Thank you, Jake. No, thank you, Calvin. Thanks for coming to the show.
Oh, yeah, he had an accent for sure.
It is funny.
It's subtle. Do up there.
But no, dude, I get what it's like. The home life, running the errands, Menards. What he was saying.
Anyone
I think a lot of listeners are probably, what was he saying?
I didn't know what that was until I moved here.
Right. That was not where I'm from either. It's a big old, is it?
A Home Depot or something.
Oh, it is.
Just one of those type stores.
They're huge.
Home improvement store. Yeah. He's like, I only live a mile and a half from Menards, but anyone in Fargo lives that close. I think they're just everywhere, you know.
Most popular jingle.
Oh, is it?
Say big money.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Ah.
Yeah, good jingle.
Okay.
Menards. It sounds like a slur.
I don't know if you noticed the shirt he was wearing. It was like
corn.
Yeah.
Field of Dreams. Oh, I missed it. Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
There it is, baby. This is his running errand shirt. But thanks, man. Thanks for the encouragement. Thanks for coming to the show.
Hope you get
Fargo,
that.
Again, was an all-time crowd.
They were amazing.
It was like one of those from the get-go where it was one of the runs where we a lot of times have an MC who announces us, but we didn't. So I just get on the mic. I'm like, I announced Jake on. And just the very first words I said, I was like, Fargo, how we doing? It was just, yeah. I mean, I was like, oh. This is gonna be fun.
I came out there. There was no DJ before me. There was no opener before me. And they were so pumped to see me right away. It's a good sign.
Yep. Standing ovation, like everything.
Stand up and they held up their Menards cards. And they were like waving around like, I have mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Signed my two before. They did all that.
What you said from the get-go? What does that mean exactly?
So there's the beginning, there's a start, and then there's the get-go.
How'd you get all smart all of a sudden? I didn't think your brain even worked like that. Where's this coming from? Hitting that stride, the 25 weeks?
I guess so. My brain's coming back.
Let's dissect that. That's the least like you thing ever. Let's dive into that. Well, what's the real...
Well, you've been kind of saying...
I've been saying that too much?
Well, you've been saying some kind of like sayings like that, and I just... You said that, and I was like... I mean, I've said that before too, but like what... What does that mean from the get-go?
I should make it cooler. From the jump. they were live.
That sounds cooler, yeah.
That's cooler. Thank you. I know, I really appreciate that. Keep me accountable. We got one more. Let's see if they started off good from the jump.
Oh, Correct Opinions hosts. This is going to be in response to the soliciting stuff. So this is my front door, which is kid height. And the kids love to look outside and wave at solicitors. Oh, yes, I see. There is a fly in the window. Yep, just leave him alone. He's probably going to die there. So the solicitor comes up to the window. I come over to the window to see what my kids are looking at, waving at. And it's not the postman. It is a solicitor. So what I do is I look them dead in the eye, and I just go, and I walk away. And it's very entertaining to see how they respond. I watch them on the Ring camera, and sometimes they'll stay there for a really long time. But yeah, I never answer the door. So I had a very scary incident one time where two solicitors tried to get in my house and tried to push the door open behind me. Tried to like lean over me and push the door open. So that was terrifying. And I never opened the door anymore. So Katie, I believe in you. You can be strong. You can do it. Just don't answer. Look them dead in the eye and walk away. You can do it.
Wow, that's pretty. That's pretty intense.
Thank you, man. That's so funny to picture you doing. That is the way you do it. You just look right at them and be like, I know what you're doing. No.
Just give him a thumbs down.
I could. Katie would never be able to look them through the window and just go, uh-uh. She could never.
The people pleaser in me. This is how dumb I am. I never even thought about not answering the door. I was like, well, I have to answer.
I have in our old house.
I would just never answer.
I mean, in our old house, it was, you couldn't see through the door and we had the Ring. So I would just look at the Ring. And if it was a solicitor, I wouldn't answer the door. I mean, I rarely answer the door, but in our new house, it's just all glass, so they can see me.
Oh, they're going to get you some more.
We need to install.
That is amazing. Since we told that story on the podcast, I've got a lot of listener feedback. A lot of people are dealing with this problem.
So. I tried my first, Rachel and I were sitting there. Yeah, this listener could just see us right there. I got to open the door. He could see us on the couch. And so I said, Rachel, I'm going to try something here. I've never tried before. And I opened the door, and he says, hey, I'm looking to talk to... You know, Mr. Triplett. And I was like, I don't know who that is. And he's like, really? It says it should be a triplet at this address. And I said, that's weird. I don't know. And he said, well, are you the new homeowner? And I said, I wish we just rent. And he's like, I am so sorry. I will get out of your hair. I was like, That's how it's done. 15-second interaction. Just had to lie.
Wow.
So I've never done that before. I felt dirty, but good.
I'm gonna try the my mom, dad aren't home next time.
Yeah, try. Oh, you should. Dude, that should be so funny. Legit pregnant.
Yeah.
And just look guy in the face and be like, my mom and dad aren't home. And just dare him to be like, man, really? I know you're too old for that. Like, dare him. Like, you gotta look at him, you're like, mm-hmm. I better get back to enjoying my summer before I go back to freshman year of college. Try me.
Rachel's mom listens to Cracked Opinions, and she was hearing us talk about that. And so she was telling us this week that multiple times she has not had to tell them she's a high school girl or whatever, but she's had people knock on the door and say, is your dad home?
That's got
to
feel
to
good.
Rachel's mom.
Yes. Wow, that's... Maybe 10, 15 years ago, but still. I mean, maybe that's in impressive. Her 30s or 40s. Like, hey, is your dad home? She's like, oh my gosh.
Well, that's
my husband of 10 years is out on the farm right now.
I mean, that is what happened, 4 years ago at our old house. You were having like alcohol delivered and he wouldn't leave it with me. He was like, do you have an ID? He's like, I don't. Are you
that
sure?
Had to feel good.
It really did. I was like, I'm the owner of this house. You can leave with me. I am 29, whatever.
Had to feel good.
It did. So it's good for Rachel's mom.
Yeah. It is very exciting.
Well, thank you, the Fargo people. Thank you for all your listens. Again, email us, correct@trachino.com. I'm in Tulsa a couple weeks. Sadly, Jake won't make it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the Bondi grand opening. So kind of bummer timing.
Acai Bowl.
Yeah, how's that coming?
Grand opening.
Yeah, I think so. If you're in Kansas City, June 28th, pop by. Meadowbrook Village.
That weekend. Oh, yeah. I'm bummed. It's going to be the night before the Tulsa show. So I can pop by.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, we got to pop by. Okay. Where is it?
We're going to do a couple.
We don't know where it is.
A couple days before, I was thinking about inviting some local influencers.
Soft opening.
Oh.
Play
your cards right, maybe we get on the list.
Okay.
I
let me know.
Might do a day in the life that day. So it could be good.
Dude, we had
you used to be able to look it up on Google, and my Google account is suspended right now. It's a blast starting a business. Everything you think will work, it works. Nothing breaks. The generators are functional. Mm-hmm. My Google account is suspended because I tried to change the phone number. So but eventually you'll be able to look it up. 95th and Null.
I see now. There's like a
95th.
There's like another Broken Egg Cafe.
Yes.
And
right next to there.
Okay.
Meadowbrook Park, right next to there.
Yes.
So, yeah, here in like a week, it'll be open.
It's very in fun. There with the, it's right by the Big Biscuit and stuff?
Yes. We're parked pretty much right next to him.
Awesome.
Can't miss it by the Big Biscuit. Dude, I'd love to.
The Big Biscuit.
We're trying to sell, we moved in this house. We're trying to sell our house. And I saw on the ring someone walking in. And I was like, oh, do we have a showing? And my guy was like, it's a TikToker, like agent person. They wanted to, I said they could do it. It's like one of those where they're, I guess they're like, they're using TikTok as some kind of like agent to like, look at this new house for sale. And
yeah,
it's
like,
cool.
This is
in
Kansas City, like those.
And
ones,
I was just like, dang, that's pretty funny.
We haven't found it. I don't know where.
I tried to look up our address on TikTok. Yeah, she's probably still editing. She's probably busy. Give her a few days.
Got
to
get it perfect.
Get it knocked down. But yeah, good luck, man. Tulsa's selling well, so thanks, guys. I'm excited. Fun. It's a bit of a hometown show. And then we'll wrap it up with Portland, Maine, Vermont, Albany, New York, Lexington, Kentucky. We're playing Indiana, Boise, Southern California, Reno, Nevada, Durham, North Carolina. Trachea.com is a tour. Love you guys.
Fun
subscribe.
Summer.
Talk to you next week. Peace. Correct opinion.